Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Tesvav. So Amnon has done what he did to his sister Tamar over her objections, over her pleading, over her fighting back. By Yisna Eha Amnon Sina Gedola Me'od. And immediately after he was done, he hated her with a vast hatred. He despised her greatly. Ki gedola hasina asher sineya me ahava asher aheva. To the point where the hatred with which he hated her was even greater in intensity, in deep emotion, than the love with which he had loved her. Vayomer lo Amnon kum lechi. And Amnon said to her, get up, go. So we learn, I think it's Mishnayos Sota, that any ahava that's based on a specific cause, when the cause is gone, in this case the cause was his desire for her, when the cause is sated, when the cause is gone, the love disappears. And instead the heart is filled with hatred. When it doesn't depend on a specific cause, and we quoted this earlier in the parak, that love will outlast anything. But this love turning to hatred is something that the Torah talks about in Parshas Ki Seitze, in the Parsha of the Eshas Yefas Toar, the captive that the soldier drags home with him, the non-Jewish woman, and he has his way with her even after he tries to calm his immediate desire by leaving her for a month to mourn over her family and to not take care of her beautification. And yet he has his way with her. So we learn in Kiseitse, these are very famous Divrei Torah about the early part of the Parsha, that immediately it says, if a man has two wives, ho'ahuva v'hasanuva, the one who is loved and the one who is hated. And this is connected to what happens before, that if he has his way with the Eshes Yefas Toar, in the end she's going to be the one who is hated. Maybe she is the one who was loved before, and in the end she's the one who is hated, and then coming from that, you end up with the Ben Sorer Umoreb we learn in that first Aliyah of Kiseitse. And this is the way of the Yetzer Hara, says the Me'am Loes. After a person sins and defiles himself and uses himself ill, he is plagued with guilt. And so the Chazal takes several takes on this, that he hated the sight of Tamar because what he had loved now he despised. But also he was full of guilt and self-hatred. And Tamar was a reminder of the terrible acts that he had done, and he couldn't bear to look at her. So immediately, rather than to break down and confess a sin, he was overcome with fury at her, the cause of his disgrace, despite the fact that, of course, he was responsible for this disgrace. Get up, go, he yells at her. Now, the Mefarshim explained that that's actually the hidden hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting here. By saying, get up and go, the fact that he was overcome by desire is something that you could at least intellectually understand, that a man can't control himself. But this disgrace of driving her from his home after he had raped her was a cruelty that is going to bring about his punishment and very soon afterwards his death. And of course, the entire episode is one that is really divine justice for what had happened between David and Bathsheba, which is another reason that we see later that David never openly rebukes Amnon for what he did, because he saw all of this as a punishment. In a manner of speaking, Amnon was a means by which it was accomplished. Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that one of the reasons for his hatred is that in fighting back, she made him va'asa also krus shafcha. She caused damage to the point where he would never be able to have children again to that appendage which he had used to violate her. So there are no winners in this situation, obviously. Tezayin vatomer lo. And so now, being thrown out of the house, wrecked and a mess physically, as we're going to see, not just in terms of the violence, but in terms of being disheveled, So she said to him, Al odos ha-ro'a ha-gadola ha-zos, me'acheres asher asisa imi l'shalacheni. Do not add this greater evil of sending me away to the other evil that you already did to me, and l'shalacheni, sending me away. So how is it evil not to be sent away? The last thing she wants is to stay anywhere near him. Well, the rape was committed in private. This was going to disgrace her in public as well as in private. And clearly driving her out was motivated entirely by hatred, whereas the attack was, in a twisted way, motivated by, the Nach calls it love, but certainly desire at the very least. And we know that the Torah says that when a man rapes a woman, actually he is chayef to marry his victim, and he is prohibited from sending her away. So it's complicated. Why would a woman want to be with her rapist? But there is a certain type of justice that is mentioned in Mishpatim about this, that Amnon is violating that principle as well. V'lo ava lishmo Allah. And he did not want to listen to her. He refused to hear her. So before we said he refused lishmoa bikola, now he's lo ava lishmoa la. Now that he's got no desire fogging him at the moment, now he's just refusing to even heed her words. But she is not going to allow this to make her simply a victim. She is going to ensure that people are going to know about this. And in fact, this is going to be part of an attitude among Klal Yisrael that when a sin occurs in private, it becomes public. And that's also Mida Keneged Mida by David and Bathsheba. But also because hushing it up is to the benefit of nobody at this point. And there are certain issues that need to be publicized. And Chazal are going to say, this is the source of all the yichud prohibitions that we have in Halacha, are going to be based on Tamar's behavior, which is lauded, which is complimented and seen as being strong behavior by the woman who was the victim of someone much stronger than she was.